I felt I really had to do a film that not just showed you about war, but that put you in the center of what it was like.
Newton Adowaka's film, Ezra, opens on a peaceful scene. A small boy walking to school, his older sister already at her desk, gazing out the window occasionally as if looking for her brother. Suddenly, the schoolyard is invaded by fighters dressed in camouflage uniforms. They grab a number of children, including 6-year-old Ezra, and march them into the bush to the rebel camp. One boy will not stop crying, and the rebel commander orders him shot.
This is something that one of the kids told me. I felt something was missing. There was no reason, nothing to show why this kid stayed on. And so when you see that, of course you fall in line. You don't ask questions anymore from that point on.
The film moves from Ezra's 10 years as a boy soldier until 2002, after peace, when he appears before a Truth and Reconciliation Tribunal. It shows how Ezra and the other children are indoctrinated into the cause of killing and even injected with methamphetamines to energize and disorient them.
You can fight for 4 days, non-stop. You have no fear, you feel nothing. You become the gun, you are an AK-47. Your conscience is not there. You are not a human.
So you don't remember who or how many people you killed?
Much of the film is about the human relationships of the child soldiers, despite their brutalization. Ezra's sister is loyal to him, even after witnessing his faction's attack on their own village. Ezra also falls in love with and marries a girl soldier, eventually trying to flee with her and his sister. The cast includes Sierra Leoneans, Ugandans, Rwandans, and Malians, as well as Europeans and Americans of African descent. Most of the children in the film had not acted before, and 2 had actually been child soldiers. Adowaka says former child soldiers were also a major source for his screenplay.
Especially three kids that I met and were that actually led me into their soul, so to speak. I met a lot of children, but a lot of them would tell me about, exterior things that were happening on the exterior, but not what's going on the inside.
Adowaka says the film tries to show that colonialism set the stage for the modern African conflicts in which 15 million have died in the past half century.
I was interested in what brought about this violence, where's this violence coming from, what's feeding this violence, and that's been fed from the arms dealers, the people that, which mostly Western, that bring in all these arms. The AK-47 is not made in Africa.
Ezra makes the case that healing for individuals and societies can begin only after a truthful accounting is made and forgiveness sought. But it does not end on a hopeful note, and the director says he is not optimistic for many of the former child soldiers.
They will cope because they have to. But I know what they're carrying with them. They're carrying this thing with them, and they will have to deal with it.
Ezra won the grand prize last year at Africa's largest film event, the Pan-African Film Festival in Burkina Faso. It was shown at the Cannes and Sundance Film Festivals as well. It will play for 2 weeks in February at New York's Film Forum Theater and will also screen at the Los Angeles Pan-African Film Festival. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.